Well, welcome there, Values Vest listeners. Today's going to have a bit of a different message. It's going to be a bit of a hybrid. We'll combine some of what we're seeing in the news, the exciting, crazy stuff that's going on with GameStop, and how it relates to social investing. So let's just start with, you know, what's going on with GameStop. And there's something called a short squeeze going on. And this is a very strange concept to understand. If you're just basically always been, an investor putting your money in your 401k or maybe a brokerage account, it's because you're basically selling something that you don't have and then buying it back later. This is the reverse of what the normal sequence is, which is you buy something, you're hoping it's going to go up, and then you sell it. Well, but what they don't often talk about is the fact that you have to borrow something that you don't have first. Instead of sell high, buy low, it's really borrow the stock, then sell that, pay somebody an interest rate to keep that borrowed stock, hope the stock goes back down, and then buy it back at a lower price. That's how shorting works. Now, one of the biggest differences between buying something and hoping it goes up and shorting something is that if you buy something and it doesn't work out, and say you spent $200 on something, well, you can lose $200. But when you short something, expecting it to go down, and it starts to go up against you, well, then the problem is you really don't have a limit on what you could lose, right? The price of what you thought was going to go down could go to whatever, $100, $300, $500, whatever it is. You weren't expecting that. And your losses continue to accumulate. And the only way that you can stop those losses is to cover that short. You'll hear that term a lot, which means, hey, you know what? I have to buy back the shares that I sold short earlier. And what that does is it puts additional buying pressure into the marketplace and makes prices go up even more. And that's what's called a short squeeze. So now that you know how shorting works, let me tell you about the irony of this whole situation and some of the things you may have been reading about in the headlines are like, oh, how unfair this is that these retail investors got together on certain boards on the internet and said that they were going to all buy, you know, GameStop, or they were all going to try to buy silver, and they were going to squeeze the shorts and make the Wall Street guys suffer, you know, on and on and on. Well, the irony is that this has been a very, very open thing, right? It's out there on the internet for everybody to see, for all the newspapers, the commentators to get upset about. Well, guess what? This is exactly what goes on with the hedge funds. And I can tell you, because I had firsthand experience for over a decade, this is exactly what happens over stake at Bobby Vann's or the 21 Club in the private rooms. You got to go up the little elevator and get in there, and Nobu or whatever. But hedge fund would get an idea. A lot of these guys and women are all friends, etc. But they'd get an idea. Hey, you want to research this together? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And the idea is, because of the risk that you're allowed to take, the total risk in your fund, if you really want to magnify the effects of one of your ideas, well, you want to get other people involved. It almost becomes like a big whisper down the lane type of an exercise. Well, what's the difference between what's going on in the top rooms at the 21 Club versus what's going on at the internet? I mean, really, it's just the difference that it's a much smaller group of people doing it without anybody hearing about it in New York versus, hey, it's all out there on the internet for, I don't know, what is it, 500,000 people who are following the boards, or a million people, whatever it is. It's all out there for them to see. So the irony here, of course, is that what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. So anyway, you know, that's the real story as to how it's done on Wall Street. Now you have to say, okay, if turnaround is fair play, are we really seeing now the purest form of social investing that maybe we're going to see? I mean, previously the social aspects, I think, of ESG investing or social impact investing, quite a bit to do with, you know, the local communities, particularly if you were a natural resources company, you know, and you wanted to build a mine, or maybe if you weren't involved with natural resources, different type of a company, ESG in terms of the social impact would have a lot to do with the management structure of the company. Are all genders and races, you know, adequately represented in management, the board of directors? But this is sort of really, I think, the first time where we've seen the social aspect be the investors themselves, saying, hey, we want to do something in this particular investment or in this particular area of investment to achieve a certain goal, as opposed to having an investment in a company that achieves the certain goal. So very interesting times. So as I said, this message, this is a bit of a hybrid, covered a little bit of, hopefully, of the education. Hey, this is how shorting actually works, because I am asked about it all the time, and I know it's strange, but just remember, it's actually borrow something you don't have, then sell it, pay an interest rate to the person you borrowed it from, and then hopefully buy something back later at a lower price, in opposition to the normal way of, hey, buy something low now and hopefully you can sell it later at a higher price. So anyway, that's it for the message today. Thank you, of course, for listening. Hopefully you'll come back, continue to listen as we go through different news topics and in different areas of interest. Talk to you soon.